天父，我哋实在要感谢赞美你，
Our Heavenly Father, indeed, we want to praise and worship you.
因为你嘅慈爱同埋大能系存到永远。
Because your loving kindness and your power endure forever.
你系美善嘅，你对我哋有美好嘅心意。
You're good and you have good will towards us.
求你又帮助我哋今日有机会喺度一齐敬拜你嘅人，去专注喺你自己嘅身上。
Please help us who've come to worship you to focus solely on you.
求你嘅灵、你嘅话语去触动我哋，
May your word and your spirit touch our hearts.
让我哋有个谦卑受教心，俾你嘅话语去提醒。
And let us be reminded by your word as we come to you with a humble and teachable heart.
鼓励我哋去依靠你，去胜过一切难阻我哋亲近你嘅事情。
And encourage us to overcome every obstacle that tries to hinder us from drawing close to you.
求你垂听我哋祷告，
Father, please hear our prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
我听到近日咧，国际新闻都关注喺美国总统特朗普发起嘅关税战啊。
So I'm sure you've all heard recent news, the focus on the tariff war initiated by the US President Donald Trump.
佢喺4月初突然间宣布，将会对全世界几乎所有国家都要征收10%至50%左右嘅关税啦。
So in early April, he suddenly announced tariffs of 10 to 50% increase on almost all countries worldwide.
咁几日前佢又突然间转变咗话，暂缓呢啲高关税90日，系基本上收10% 关税90日先啦，再睇下。
But then he deferred the high tariffs by 90 days, saying that, well, maybe later will be raised to 145. Did you say? Not yet. Okay, sorry. Yeah, so, yeah. Sorry. So basically, yeah, he's deferred the high tariffs on them by 90 days.
但系唯独咧，因为中国有反有嘅，即系唔同意啦。咁啊，佢将中国嘅关税加至145%，即系一。
But because of the objection and opposition from China, he then decided to raise tariffs on China specifically to 145%.
咁当然啦，中国亦都反制翻啊，加翻佢125%啊。
And in retaliation, China then increased the tariffs on the US imports to 125%.
咁呢个意味住咧，哇！即系世界嘅第一经济大国，将会同嘅第二个经济大国就展开呢个关税同埋贸易战。
So, what this means for the world is that the world's first and second largest economies are now engaged in a tariff and trade war.
哇！呢个消息令到国际反应好惊讶，
This news has shocked the international community.
好多嘅国家嘅金融市场随即产生好大嘅动荡同埋恐慌啊！
And this led to significant turmoil and panic in global financial markets.
如果真系咁样实行咧嘅话咧，物价同埋通胀会预期会大幅嘅增加。
So if these measures are to continue, prices and inflation will rise sharply.
唔好讲，当然美国嘅人抢购啦，咁啊中国啦，或者香港啊，其他就算我哋英国呢度都要收10%好咋。
So even here, for us in the UK, we might be affected, maybe by about 10% increase.
所以影响到好多人嘅生活同埋工作嘅。
And this deeply impacts on the lives and livelihoods of many people.
嗱，面对世界嘅局势突然间咁样转变，啊，冇预期到啦，我哋嘅反应会系点样嘅咧？
So, when faced with such sudden change in a global situation, how do we react?
我哋会唔会感到有忧虑，或者能够保持呢一份平安咧？
Do we feel anxious? Or can we still keep our calm, remain this peaceful attitude?
咁遇到呢？突然其来嘅重大嘅危机，我哋可以依靠边个咧？
And in times of sudden major crisis, whom can we depend on?
今日我哋要继续睇诗篇啦，我哋想睇下诗人喺面对困难嘅态度。
Today, we'll continue to study the Book of Psalms and we'll examine the psalmist's attitude in times of trouble.
嚟到我哋过去睇开嘅6首嘅哀求嘅赞美诗嘅，系最后一首，就系诗篇118篇。
We've come to the last of the six Egyptian Hallel Psalms, Psalm 118.
全篇嘅篇幅比较长嘅，咁总共有29节啦。咁我先嚟睇1至9节先啦。
This psalm is relatively long, a total of 29 verses. We'll begin by reading verses 1 to 9.
咁咪系先，我先读中文，跟住 Grace 读英文啦。啊，诗篇嘅118篇嘅第一节啦，你们要赞美耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。愿以色列说，他的慈爱永远长存。愿亚伦的家说，他的慈爱永远长存。愿敬畏耶和华的说，他的慈爱永远长存。我在急难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在广阔之处。有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？在我帮助人中有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见那
恨我，
恨我
我要看见那恨我的人遭
那我要那恨我的人遭报投靠耶和的胜过倚靠人，投靠耶和的胜过倚靠王子。
Thank you. Psalm 118, verses 1 to 9. O give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear Yahweh say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on Yahweh. Yahweh answered me and set me free. Yahweh is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Yahweh is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in princes.
诗篇118篇系一首赞美同埋祷告嘅诗。
Psalm 118 is a song of praise and prayer.
亦都系属于诗篇中嘅尼赛亚嘅诗篇，系预告尼赛亚嘅典型嘅代表。
And this is also one of the messianic psalms, a prophetic passage that foreshadows the work of the Messiah.
嗱，尼赛亚诗篇就系新约中引用其中嘅记载，讲到耶稣基督嘅工作。
So what these messianic psalms are, basically they quote, they're quoted in the New Testament in reference to Jesus Christ.
有时系整篇嘅诗篇，好似诗篇廿二篇啦。
Sometimes an entire psalm is cited.
有时系一段。
Sometimes it's just a few verses.
有时系几节，好似呢一篇嘅廿二、廿三同埋廿六节。
For example, sometimes verses 22 to 23 or 26 might be quoted.
但有时只系一节嘅啫。
And there are times when only one verse is cited.
嗱，咁样嘅诗篇称为尼赛亚嘅诗篇。
So these are what we know as the messianic psalms.
总共大概有十几篇啦。
There are over just a dozen such psalms in total.
今日我要读嘅118篇咧，就总结咗其他嘅尼赛亚诗篇嘅教训，列出咗犹太人喺历代历世所遭遇嘅迫害，最后预告咗尼赛亚嘅再嚟，并且佢国度嘅建立。
So today's reading taken from Psalm 118 summarizes the lessons of all the other messianic psalms.Recounting the persecution of the Jewish people, the persecution that they have endured throughout history, and ultimately pointing to the coming of the Messiah and the establishment of his kingdom.
一节到四节咧，达唔到呢个嘅欢呼赞美，用多重嘅重复嚟强调神守约嘅慈爱永远长存。
In verses 1 to 4, it contains all the praise and thanks emphasizing God's covenantal love that endures forever.
在5至12节呢，就承认过往的痛苦，哀求神的拯救。
In verses 5 to 12, they acknowledge the past hardships and seeking God's deliverance.
以及22至29节是预期将来那个防国石要成为要为万民带来的救恩。
In verses 22 to 29, they anticipate the future salvation brought by the cornerstone for all nations.
这首诗教导呢，圣徒以信心来克服神所允许的苦难，他就会经历到神更大的恩典和灵命的惊人的成长。
Psalm teaches that when the saints of God overcome the hardships permitted by God with faith, they will experience greater grace and remarkable spiritual growth.
喺第五节嗰度啦，我哋急难中求告 Yahweh 啦。嗱，急难系原文系嘅意思系狭窄或者痛苦。
In verse 5, the original Hebrew word for distress refers to being in a narrow and painful circumstance.
啊，呢个字喺圣经度只系出现过3次啫，
And this word appears only 3 times in scripture.
喺耶利米哀书嘅1章3节嗰度被翻译为狭窄之地。
In Lamentations chapter 1, verse 3 is translated as narrow straits.
嗱，急难系神将我哋领到呢个自由嘅宽阔之地一个途径。
Distress is a path that God uses to lead us through to freedom and deliverance in a spacious place.
神会领我哋进入急难，我哋向神去呼求，以至能够被神安置到我哋喺呢个宽阔之地。
God leads us into hard-pressed situations so that we may call upon Him and allow Him to lead us to a spacious place.
虽然急难可能暂时仲未过去，但系我哋嘅灵已经藉着祷告进入咗宽阔之地，与神去相交，唔再被呢啲环境去搅扰我哋。
While the hard-pressed situation may not be over yet, our spirits have entered the spacious place through prayer, where we commune with the Lord and are no longer disturbed by our surroundings.
喺急难中，你会好有压力。或者你会感到忧虑、无助、身不由己、冇能力去得胜。
So when you find yourself in distress, you often feel anxious, helpless, powerless to overcome the situation.
喺呢个时候，你揾边个呢？
And who do you turn to in such a situation?
你唔使急于去揾人啊，帮手嘅。当你去揾神，神系会安排适合适嘅人嚟帮助你。
You don't have to rush to seek help from other people, but when you first turn to God, He will arrange suitable people to come to your aid.
其实喺人生中，我哋一定会遇到一啲难处，
In life, we will inevitably encounter difficulties.
但每一处难处中嘅经历，都可以坚固我哋对神嘅信心嘅机会。
But each experience in adversity can become an opportunity to strengthen our faith in God
提升我哋对神嘅认识，
and to deepen our knowledge of God.
因为神一次又一次嘅领我哋进入呢个急难呢个死荫幽谷，系要炼净我哋嘅信心。
Because God repeatedly leads us into this hard-pressed valley of the shadow of death in order to refine our faith.
使到我哋越嚟越有把握，好似诗人喺第六节所讲嘅，有雅各帮助我，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
Increasing our confidence, as the psalmist says in verse 6, Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
一个经历神帮助嘅人，之后有咩嘅感觉呢？
So, how does someone feel after experiencing God's help?
佢系必不惧怕。
They will not be afraid.
喺呢篇嘅诗篇，我哋睇到5个我哋应该时常感谢神嘅原因。
From this psalm, we can see 5 reasons why we should thank God all the time.
我哋睇下一章啊，呢个原因，第一咧。就喺第一节嗰度啦，因为神本为善，佢嘅慈爱系永远长存嘅。
First, in verse 1, because God is good and his love endures forever.
但第二点咧，因为神系我哋随时嘅帮助啊，喺第五节嗰度啊，我哋求告佢，佢就应允我哋。
Second, God is always our help, as we see in verse 5.
第三点就系因为神喺管教中，佢系有恩典嘅，喺第八节啊。第18节嗰度咧，佢话：Yahweh 虽然严严嘅惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡。
And third, there is grace in God's discipline. In verse 18, it says, Yahweh has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death.
第四点咧，因为神系藉着耶稣为我哋预备救恩，喺22至24节呢个系一个预言嚟嘅。
Fourth, God has prepared salvation for us through Jesus, which was already foretold in verses 22 to 24.
啊，第五点就系、因为耶和神系我哋嘅神啊，喺28节嗰度佢话你是我的神，我要称谢你。
And fifth, God is our God. Verse 28, it says, You are my God, and I will praise you.
我哋应该点样去回应呢？啊，
So, how should we respond?
我哋可以喺生活中常常思考神喺我哋生命中所赐俾我哋嘅恩典。
We can reflect frequently on the grace God has granted us in our lives
然后向神感恩啦，
and offer up our thanks to God.
因为神嘅儿女应该时常存住一份嘅感恩嘅态度，感恩嘅人唔系应该埋怨嘅。
Because God's children should be people who are constantly showing their gratitude, but not constantly complaining.
嗱，诗篇118篇呢一度咧，仲有一个特别嘅地方喎。
And actually, in Psalm 118, there's another very unique aspect.
原来咧喺全本圣经中咧，佢系。差唔多最中间嗰一章嚟嘅吓，你数一数咧，之前同埋之后啱啱好啊。
It is actually the very central chapter of the entire Bible.
然后嘅呢度第八节咧，佢系投靠亚伟，圣似以赖人咧呢一段经文咧，就系成本嘅圣经嘅，亦都系中心嘅章节嚟嘅。
So, not only is Psalm 118 located in like the middle section of the entire Bible, Psalm 118 verse 8 also is the central verse of this entire scripture.
而有人睇嘅第二个咧，话最中间嗰个字咧，就系边个呢个字咧？就系神嘅名亚伟啊！
And someone has actually done some calculation and it realized the most central word is the name of Yahweh.
大家知道亚伟就神嘅名亚伟啦吓，喺圣经度出现咗咧，出现咗几多次啊？6828次啊！
Do you know how many times the name of God Yahweh appears in scripture? It's 2020, 16, 6, sorry, 6,828. So, yeah, 6,828 times.
啊，实在系太奇妙啊！
So that's really amazing, isn't it?
我呢个系话俾我哋听啊，我哋全世界嘅人咧，都系要以啊耶和神为中心，唔系以世界为中心。
So, what is it telling us? It's telling us that everyone in the world should have our focal point on Yahweh, but not on ourselves.
更加唔系以自我为中心，而应该以神为中心。
But to always, yeah, put God as our center of attention.
啊，耶稣基督亦都特别引用过诗篇118篇嗰度呢篇嘅预言，亦都系应验喺主耶稣基督嘅身上。
And Jesus himself has also quoted from us or cited from Psalm 118, and indeed the prophecy has been fulfilled in the life of Jesus.
嗱喺第八节嗰度讲话投靠耶和咧，意思即系话我哋寻求佢庇护，信靠佢，即系完全嘅倚靠交托俾神。
So in verse 8, take refuge in Yahweh means to seek shelter. And to trust, that means yeah, complete reliance and entrusting ourselves to God.
强似即系胜过啦，即系 good 啊 better 啊，系有价值嘅。
So better obviously is talking about how good it is and that is more valuable.
嗱，喺一个国家观念仲未发达嘅时代咧，人喺急难中咧，佢总系有需要嘅时候咧，佢点啊？佢会投靠走向君王嘅门嗰度啊，乞求佢哋嘅帮助。
In an era where national concepts were not yet developed, in times of distress, people often sought refuge at the king's gate, begging for help.
但系无论人投靠系边个，总会系有失望嘅时候。
However, no matter in whom they sought refuge, more often than not, there would be times of disappointment.
而且失望嘅时候，通常比较多噶，
And usually, yeah, more disappointment than not.
因为人嘅力量总系有限，而且有啲人系可能反复无常，好似而家啊美国政府总统日讲嚟讲去转嚟转去系嘛。
Because human strength is ultimately limited, and human beings tend to be very unstable.
嗱，佢系唔可靠噶
And they're not reliable.
但系呢度8至9节佢话投靠耶和嘅强似依赖人，投靠耶和嘅强似依赖王子。呢、这个讲明信靠神系胜过倚靠其他嘅势力。
Verses 8 to 9 tell us, It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in princes.
所以。
It shows that trusting in God surpasses reliance on any other powers.
啊，所以我哋真系要啊。 要懂得去投靠神啊，唔系去投靠呢啲人。
Therefore, we must learn to take refuge in God and not just rely on human beings.
是因为人嘅势力嘅地位，纵然系更加高、更加大，好似讲到而家嘅美国总统系势力好大啊！佢讲嘅说话、政策，哇，原来影响不但美国，哇，可以全世界嘅经济吓，但系亦都可以突然间有改口嘅，系咪啊？但神就唔会咁样嘅，反复无常。
So, no matter how high a person's status is or how great the power is, such as the current president of the United States, although his words and policies certainly are affecting the welfare of many countries worldwide, as shown in the recent chaos in international financial markets. But we can see that human beings are very unstable. He might say this one at this point and then change another time. So yeah, ultimately, they're not reliable.
啊，所以佢哋嘅说话系可以影响啊，系好多人嘅福祉啊，同埋即系个心里边啊大受影响，有啲公司可能要倒闭等等。著名嘅君王，就好出名嘅君王，好似亚历山大帝啊、成吉思汗啦、拿破仑啦呢啲黑显赫嘅人嘅君王，有一日佢终于都系昙花一现，会离开，会过去嘅。
Even famous kings in history, such as Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, or Napoleon, ultimately they are just fleeting figures who pass through history.
嗱，佢哋都会成为历史，佢哋嘅功绩或者佢哋过失，系俾后人去自己去评断判断啦吓。
What they left behind, their accomplishments and mistakes to be judged by future generations.
一个人地位越高，可能地底上亦都跌得越低嘅。
And oftentimes, the higher your position, the harder your fall.
从以色列人嘅历史我睇到咧，因为佢哋嘅犯罪同违背神嘅命令咧，结果佢哋国家遭遇灭亡，人民系被掳走。
And from the history of the Israelites, we know that due to their sins and constant disobedience to God's commandments, the nation faced destruction, and the people were ultimately taken into captivity. Sorry.
公元嘅537年啦，公元前嘅537年啦，以色列人咧从秘掳中系得到释放。当时大概有5万嘅犹太人喺省长所罗巴伯同埋大祭司约书亚嘅带领下，翻到耶路撒冷。
So in 537 BC, the Israelites were finally released from captivity, with about 50,000 Jews returning to Jerusalem under the leadership of the governor Zerubbabel and the high priest Joshua.
耶路撒冷嘅城嘅最四围嘅列邦咧，佢哋并唔系希望睇到以色列人喺呢个地区度复国嚟重建圣殿嘅。
The surrounding nations did not want to see Israel regain sovereignty in the area, especially through the reconstruction of the temple.
但系最终咧，圣殿都喺公元前嘅515年系完工，并且举行咗呢个奉献礼。
But amazingly, the temple was finally completed in 515 BC, and the dedication ceremony was held.
喺呢个整个过程中咧，圣日学会单单嘅依靠神，唔系依靠王或者其他嘅王子。
Throughout this process, the people learn to rely solely on God, not on kings or princes.
跟住诗人喺第8、第9节讲到话，投靠耶和华，强似依靠依赖人，投靠耶和华，强似依赖王子。
And that's why in verses 8 and 9, we read that it is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in princes.
嗱，佢哋要明白，虽然仇敌有仇敌攻击佢哋，但系神系能够使到佢哋得胜。
They understood that although enemies attack them, God could grant them the ultimate victory.
嗱，神嘅子民必须学习到喺我哋人生每一个危机当中，我哋都去信靠神。
And as God's people, we must learn to trust in God in each and every crisis in our lives.
我继续睇啊，喺14到16节讲到啦。
And we'll read on in verses 14 to 16.
佢话： 亚维系我嘅力量，系我嘅诗歌，你他也成了我的拯救。在异人的帐篷里有欢呼拯救的声音。亚维的右手施展大能，亚维的右手高举，亚维的右手施展大能。
Yahweh is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. The right hand of Yahweh exalts. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly.
嗱，亚维神佢唔帮助嗰啲拥有强大军事力量同埋资源嘅一方，佢系辅助嗰啲依靠佢嘅人。
Yahweh does not help those people, countries with strong military power and resources, but aids those who believe and rely on him.
14节讲到话，亚维系我力量，系我嘅诗歌，他也成了我嘅拯救。
Verse 14 highlights that Yahweh is our strength, our song, and our salvation.
呢度系引用摩西系喺红诶带领以色列喺红海嘅得胜之歌。
And it's actually a reference to Moses' victory song as he led the Israelites across the Red Sea.
喺诗篇嘅15、16节讲到右手咧代表能力啦，亦值得引用下呢度嘅喺摩西呢个诗歌啦吓。佢话右手高举就系象征得胜啊。
So in verses 15 to 16, you read the Lord's right hand or Yahweh's right hand is actually symbolizing Sorry, in verses 15 and 16, we could read, it's symbolizing the power of Yahweh's right hand, which is also a reference to Moses' victory song in Exodus. And the right hand signifies power and victory and is a sign of triumph.
出埃及记嘅事件咧，可以成为神喺以色列嘅救赎嘅典范嚟。
And the Exodus events actually serve as a model of God's redemption in history.
神将以色列人带领离开埃及呢个为奴之地啦，去到佢所应许嘅应许之地。
So God rescued and delivered the Israelites away from the land of slavery in Egypt, so that they could gain freedom.
喺嗰度可以自由嘅过新生活啦。当然起初咧，法老当然唔肯俾佢离开啦，因为突然间损失咁多嘅劳动力啊。
Of course, initially Pharaoh refused to let them go because he didn't want to lose so much man labor.
但系神透过行咗10个神迹啦，先后行咗10个神迹嚟迫使法老去放下。
But Yahweh performed 10 miracles, the 10 plagues, to force Pharaoh to release them.
但系当以色列人摩西带领以色列人离开嘅时候，冇几耐，法老又突然间改变主意啊，派军队去想要追翻佢哋翻嚟。
But soon after Pharaoh agreed to let them go, he changed his mind once again. So he sent his troops to chase after the Israelites.
所以以色列人一路走到红海嘅时候，前面就红海，前无去路，但系后面有埃及军队后有追兵。
And when the Israelites were trapped between the Red Sea and also with the pursuing forces behind,
咁点算呢？但系佢呼求神就喺度彰显一个更大嘅神迹，就系、使到红海嘅水能够分开。
When they seemed hopeless, God performed a miracle dividing the Red Sea so that the Israelites could pass through.
所以以色列人就能够经过啦。但系当埃及嘅军队想追过落咗去嘅时候，啲水又合翻埋，将佢哋都系浸死。
But when the Egyptian army pursued them, the sea closed once again, drowning the pursuing forces.
所以摩西带领以色列人就用诗歌嚟赞美亚伟。
So Moses led the Israelites in praising Yahweh.
我睇下一章嘅，佢就呢章15章嘅2至6节咁讲。
So in Exodus chapter 15, verses 6, 2 to 6,
佢话亚伟系我嘅力量，我嘅诗歌也成了我的拯救，这是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。亚伟是战士。他的名是亚维，法老的车辆、军兵，亚维已抛在海中。他特选的军长都沉于红海，深水淹没他们，他们如同石头碎到深处。亚维啊，你的右手施展能力，显出荣耀。亚维啊，你的右手摔碎仇敌。
In Exodus chapter 15, verses 2 to 6, Yahweh is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Yahweh, glorious in power, your right hand, O Yahweh, shatters the enemy.
其实以色列人咧经历到神嘅拯救同埋佢嘅带领好多次，可惜喺旷野嘅时候遇到困难啦，佢哋好快又忘记神嘅带领同恩典咯，然后就慢发怨言。
The Israelites actually experienced God's salvation and power over and over again. But very unfortunately, when they were faced with adversity in the wilderness, they quickly forgot about God's grace and his deliverance and they started murmuring.
同埋我哋都能够吸取教训，紧紧嘅记住啊，15章2节呢度所讲嘅，耶和华系我嘅力量，我嘅诗歌也成了我的拯救，这是我的神，我要赞美他。
Let's hope that we can learn this lesson and remember what is said in Exodus 15, verse 2. Yahweh is my strength, my song, and my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him.
喺灰心、失望或者压力中，我哋可以默想神嘅话语。
In times of despair and pressure, we can meditate on God's word.
就好似喺诗篇116至7节讲话，有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能帮我怎么样呢？在那帮助我的人中，有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见那恨我的人遭报。
As we read in Psalm 118, verses 6 to 7, Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Yahweh is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me.
其实我要学习用信心嚟抵抗呢负面嘅情绪嘅攻击，就能够经历雅伟佢帮助同埋力量。
So let us exercise faith and learn to counter attack these attacks of negative emotions. And by doing that, we can experience the help and strength of Yahweh.
喺第17、第18节讲到，我必不至死，仍要存活，并要传扬你的作为。耶和华虽严严地惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡。
In Psalm 118, verses 17 to 18, I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of Yahweh. Yahweh has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death.
其实马丁路德喺宗教改革嘅时候，佢喺精神、物质、肉体都曾经遇到危难。
During the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther suffered greatly spiritually, mentally, materially, and bodily.
但佢倚靠耶和华得胜。
But he relied on Yahweh for victory.
路德特别系中意呢一首嘅诗篇118篇。
Luther particularly loves this psalm, Psalm 118.
佢话呢个系我嘅诗篇，我所拣嘅诗，我好喜爱呢一首嘅诗嘅全部，佢系我嘅安慰同埋我嘅生命，并且特别接近我嘅心。
So Luther once stated, "This is my psalm, the one I have chosen. I love all of this psalm. It is my comfort and life, and it is very close to my heart."
因为君王唔能够救我，唯有神喺危险中救我。
Because kings cannot save me, only God can save me in danger.
我比任何人都中意呢首诗，佢系我最好嘅朋友。
I love this psalm more than anyone on earth. This psalm is my friend.
喺1546年嘅2月咧，宗教改革正值系发展嘅之际咧，但系路德佢系晚年，佢身体衰弱，精神亦都疲倦。
In February 1546, as the Protestant Reformation was developing, Luther passed. He was getting weak and declining in health.
咁佢喺翻佢故乡嘅途中咧，佢就系离世嘅。
And he passed away on his way back to his hometown.
但系当佢喺临终临离世前一嘅晚上嗰一刻咧，佢面临到死亡嘅时候，亦都感到不安。
But in his final moments, the night before his death, he felt very he felt very
系，唔好意思。
unsettled.
当时佢身边嘅朋友就呢一篇诗篇俾佢听，
And his friends read this psalm to him.
特别系读17节话：我必不至死，仍要存活，并要传扬亚伟嘅作为。
Especially verse 17, I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of Yahweh.
呢一句使到佢有好大嘅鼓励同埋安慰，并且感谢主宗去离世。
This verse brought him great encouragement and comforts, allowing him to depart this world with gratitude to the Lord.
所以我都系即系都中好中意呢首诗篇啦。呢五六篇嘅诗篇，上次都系背咗佢，但系喺屋企好熟咧，嚟到呢个国度都通咗啫。
So, you know, I also love these six psalms and I've tried to memorize them off by heart. You know, I was very familiar and fluent at home, but when I'm standing here, sometimes, yeah, suddenly my mind went blank just now.
重要嘅话，有一日如果我希望如果我老咗或者我系危急嘅时候，唔使人读俾我听，我就可以将呢篇或者其他我已经念咗嘅诗篇去到默想，去到同神沟通。
What is most important and precious is that one day, as I continue to age, maybe you know, when I'm lying in bed, I don't need to rely on other people reading them to me. I can meditate them in my heart.
咁起碼都上行過詩篇15篇，同埋呢度嘅埃及嘅詩篇6篇啦，同埋其他啲我喜愛嘅詩篇，我覺得對我好有幫助。
So I find it very beneficial, very helpful as I recited these Psalms, for example, the 15 Songs of Ascent, and also these six Egyptian Hallel Psalms and other Psalms.
其實有咩比急難係比主耶穌佢被釘十字架更加痛苦咧？喺最后嘅晚餐嘅时候，佢就系唱到17、18节嘅时候咧，佢心中又系何等嘅到安慰。
So, what kind of distress could be more painful than what Jesus had to endure when he was to be crucified on a cross? And what comfort must these psalms have brought him when his heart was filled with these verses, such as verses 17 and 18, when they sang these psalms at the Last Supper?
当你被黑暗、忧郁、忧虑啦，或者绝望包围嘅时候，呢一节诗亦都同样俾我哋一个气馁嘅心带嚟好多嘅安慰。
So when we are surrounded by darkness, sorrow, and despair, these verses also bring comfort to our discouraged hearts.
Linda 师母嘅太太啦，佢系3年前嘅时候嚟探望女嘅时候，就因为感染新冠肺炎啦，同埋甲状腺亢奋，导致佢心脏有唔同嘅问题。咁啊，要系安排入咗 Royal 医院啊，Royal Hospital 嘅深切治疗部
So
ICU。
3 years ago, my wife Linda was admitted to the intensive care unit at the Royal Hospital due to complications arising from COVID-19 and also hyperthyroidism, leading to various heart issues.
当中就经历咗曾经经历过危殆嘅时候，其实有4次都曾经喺生死嘅边缘嗰度徘徊。
And yeah, she was really on the brink of between life and death. I think there were like at least 4 times very close to death.
身体极度嘅衰弱、虚弱，同埋非常之痛苦啊、痛楚。
So physically, she was experiencing extreme weakness and suffering.
当我哋个仔喺香港嘅时候，知道之后，特地喺香港过嚟探望佢。因为当时仲系 Covid，香港仲系有啲嘅措施啦，即系意味到佢嚟咗之后咧，翻去可能起码要隔离2个礼拜。
So when our son heard of it, he made a special trip all the way from Hong Kong to visit mom. But actually, at that time, because of the ongoing pandemic in Hong Kong, he would have to quarantine for 2 weeks, when he went back to Hong Kong.
但佢在所不惜，因为知道可能，仲系知道可能，唔知系咪见最后一面啊？
But this didn't deter him because he was advised that it might be the last chance to see mom.
纵然嗰阵时系咁嘅情况啊，但系佢能够嚟到见到面，结果神又好怜悯我，慢慢嘅 Linda 师母就可以喺呢个嘅情况中稳定恢复。
But by God's grace and His mercy, Linda miraculously and eventually were able to stabilize. Her condition was able to stabilize.
佢经过1个多月之后咧，佢终于可以喺医院度出到嚟，翻屋企休息。
And over a month of being hospitalized, she was finally discharged and eventually could return home.
但佢经过呢个嘅，真系死荫嘅幽谷啊！
But she literally walks through the shadow of the valley of death.
我深信17节呢度讲到，我必不至死，仍要存活，并要传扬你的作为。真系佢同埋我哋两人嘅心声啊！
So I firmly believe in verse 17 when it says, I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of Yahweh, because it truly represents the feelings of both of us.
嗱，出院嘅时候，嗰、那个职业治疗师喺香港啱移民过嚟，做咗唔知大半年一年，佢又好关心我哋。佢都曾经同我讲过，佢话喺你佢睇嚟咧，你个太太出咗院，可能日后都要长期嘅坐轮椅啦，睇佢嘅样。
So when Linda was finally discharged, there happened to be an occupational therapist who had only moved to the UK and worked here for about half a year. And after seeing my mom, he said, "Unfortunately, most likely your wife, Linda, would have to rely on long-term use of a wheelchair for mobility."
但如果真系咁样嘅时候，真系会好多唔方便同埋限制啦。
But if that was the case, it would cause a lot of limitation and inconvenience for us.
系感谢神嘅大能，佢嘅恩典啊，佢就能够渐渐嘅克服呢啲唔同嘅问题，恢复咗佢大部分活动嘅能力。
But praise be to God for his help and his grace and his power. She gradually managed to overcome all these challenges and regain most of her mobility.
嗱，所以我哋好似诗人喺第1节同埋第29节所讲嘅，你哋要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
That's why I want to echo with what the psalmist says in verses 1 and 29. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
嗱，当诗人对神讲嘢嘅时候，佢嘅祷告总系以赞美嚟结束嘅。
When the psalmist speaks to God, his prayers always end up with praise.
会唔会当我哋咁毫无嘅欢乐嘅时候，我哋将真实嘅感受话俾神听，我哋就能够发现神会使到我哋喜乐起嚟。
So at times when we feel no joy at all, no hope, like we can express our true feelings to God, and we will find that God will bring us joy.
系神令到我，使到我哋今日仍然有生命气息，可以工作，可以去真系去服侍佢。
It is God who allows us to still be alive today. He gives us this breath of life to serve Him, to work.
啊，所以特别睇我太太嘅就系一个见证啦，所以我哋要高兴，要欢喜快乐。
So as you can see, my wife is a living testimony, and that's why we should really rejoice and be glad.
OK，我哋到22至26节系有关基督嘅预言啦。
So we've come to verses 22 to 26, which is the prophecy of the Messiah, the Christ.
我呢度讲到。像人所弃嘅石头，已成了房角的头块石头，这是雅伟所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。这是雅伟所定的日子，我们在其中要欢喜，高兴欢喜。雅伟啊，求你拯救！雅伟啊，求你使我们亨通。奉雅伟名来的是应当称重的，我们从雅伟的殿中为你们祝福。
Verse 22, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that Yahweh has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. We bless you from the house of Yahweh.
嗱，22节都要讲到匠人，就系指建筑嘅工匠啦。
So in verse 22, the term builders refers to a builder or artisan.
嗱，呢匠人所起嘅石头，就象征呢啲卑微冇用嘅物件。
So the stone which the builders rejected symbolizes something lowly and seemingly useless.
嗱，呢房角石就系指一个建筑物嘅角落头上边嗰个主要嘅奠基石，系建筑师所依赖决定各墙嘅各交界嘅墙嘅方向同埋基准嘅。
And the chief cornerstone refers to the primary foundational stone placed at the corner of a building, which architects rely to rely on to determine the direction of each wall and intersection.
啊，所以防角嘅头块石头系放喺呢个墙角嗰个防角嗰度啦，吓，系用嚟确定两面墙嘅方向嘅基准啦，支持全幅嘅墙咧，故此佢系十分之重要。
Therefore, the head of the corner denotes the cornerstone placed at the wall's corner, crucial for determining the direction of the walls, making sure it supports the entire structure. So it's extremely significant.
嗱，呢一块石头，世人睇你帮睇嚟都系睇唔起眼嘅石头，但系已经成为神藉住以色列而建起嘅国度嘅重要嘅基石。
This stone, despised by the nations of the world, has become the crucial cornerstone upon which God established the kingdom through Israel.
喺新约圣经咧，总共6次引用呢一节嘅经文。
Actually, this verse has been cited 6 times in the New Testament.
3次咧，系主耶稣佢自己透过凶恶园户嘅比喻，指出咧以色列拒绝咗佢哋嘅尼赛亚。
So, the first 3 instances it's found in Jesus' own reference to them. First, through the parable of the wicked tenants, highlighting how Israel rejected their Messiah.
讲明佢虽然系为人所弃绝，但系却系为神所高举，成为人类嘅救赎主。
So even though Jesus was rejected by God's people, he was exalted by God and became the savior of the entire
嗱，
humanity.
呢个系马太福音21章嘅42节同其他嘅平行经文啦。
And you can find this in the Gospel of Matthew 21, verse 42, and the various parallel passages.
嗱，使徒彼得同埋保罗咧，亦都将呢2节引用喺基督嘅身上。
The apostles Peter and Paul also refer to these 2 verses, applying them directly on Christ.
嗱，保罗话教会嘅建立，基督系佢嘅防角石。
Paul emphasizes that Christ is a cornerstone of the church, is its foundation.
系使到犹太人同埋外邦人嘅能够结盟，成为主嘅圣殿。
Uniting both Jewish and Gentile believers, into the Lord's temple.
嗱，教会各部分互相配合，就完成整个嘅建造啦。
So together, each part of the church complements one another, completing the entire structure, the entire building.
啊，呢个以弗所书2章20节佢咁讲啊。
And this is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
嗱，彼得更加讲明，讲得好清楚。佢话犹太人嘅领袖，即系指呢啲建造嘅匠人啦，呢就系指犹太人领袖啦。佢弃绝咗佢哋嘅尼赛亚，呢一块石头便成为佢哋嘅绊脚石。
And the Apostle Peter makes it clear that the Jewish leaders, the builders, rejected their Messiah, making this stone a stumbling block for them.
但系藉着佢嘅死咧、复活同埋升天咧。耶稣已经成为教会，即系神嘅殿嘅头块嘅防角石。
However, through Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus has become the cornerstone of the church that is God's temple.
但我哋每一个信徒就好似其中嘅活石一样，系呢个建造呢个殿嘅活石。
And every single believer is a living stone within it.
喺23节嗰度，佢话呢个喺我哋眼中系看为稀奇嘅。
In verse 23, it says, "This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes."
神所思想嘅同人嘅系截然不同嘅吓，人按住人嘅思考嘅方式系好难理解。
The ways of God and His thoughts are totally different from our human understanding, often almost incomprehensible to us.
喺危难中嘅大卫咧，佢能够击败列国嘅君王，成为大帝国嘅君王。
In times of difficulties, David actually overcame the kings of nations to become a great emperor.
但系喺十字架上，好似我哋惨死、被残酷死嘅耶稣基督咧，佢却成为万有之主啊！
And the tragic death of Jesus Christ on the cross actually ended up to be his exaltation as the Lord of all.
啊，呢个睇嚟真系不可思议噶吓！
All these events are incredible to us.
但系神彰显佢自己嘅主权，去保护嗰啲受逼迫嘅人，使到嗰啲弱者能够变得刚强。
But God reveals his sovereignty by protecting the oppressed and strengthening the weak.
佢嘅意念系高过我哋嘅意念，
God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
佢做事嘅方式系同人 完全不同嘅。
His way of dealing with us, his way of dealing with things are totally different from how we deal with things.
喺廿四节讲到，佢话系有耶和华所定嘅日子。嗱，原文呢度就只系单数，系指一个特定嘅日子。
So in verse 24, it talks about that day that Yahweh has made, and the phrase the day in the original is in singular form.
系咩日子咧？喺旧约嘅时代咧，呢、这个诗所标志嘅系一个，显然系一个节日嚟噶啦，例如系逾节啦。
So what is this particular day referring to? In the Old Testament, this occasion indicated in the psalm is likely to be a festival, such as the celebration of Passover.
喺新約咧，呢、这個日子係預表主耶穌佢成全咗救恩嘅日子已經嚟到啦。
In the New Testament, this day symbolizes the fulfillment of salvation through Jesus Christ.
啊，呢個係主耶穌喺十字架上佢嘅犧牲同埋復活。
It is the sacrifice and the resurrection of Jesus.
啊，呢個係耶和華所作嘅，喺我哋眼中要看為稀奇。
Which is the work of Yahweh God and is marvelous in our eyes.
人所棄絕嘅。神使到佢耶稣能够复活。
What was rejected by man, God, God raises up. He causes, Jesus to rise again.
嗱，呢个系耶和华所定嘅日子，呢个系一个得胜嘅日子，亦都系个救赎嘅日子。
This is indeed the day that Yahweh has made, a day that Yahweh appointed, a day of victory and redemption.
嗱，呢个日子系神救赎计划嘅中心，系有咗咁嘅日子。将来咧，啊，先至有主耶稣再翻嚟嘅时候，全地佢会作王嘅主耶稣嘅日子。
This day is a central point, in salvation history, in God's redemption plan. And with this day, there will come the return of Jesus Christ as the King of all the earth, the day of the Lord.
当主再翻嚟喺哥林多前书五章五节，系一个审判嘅日子。
And as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, that day will be a day of judgment.
呢两个日子系唔能够分开嘅，因为只有经历啊主耶稣喺第一个日子所成就救恩嘅人，佢先能够喺第二个日子啊，当佢再翻嚟审判嘅时候，我能够高高兴兴，能够直到永远。
These two appointed days cannot be separated because only those who have experienced the salvation achieved by Jesus on the first day. Can they enjoy, rejoice and be glad on the second day?
嗱，喺美国嘅宾夕凡尼亚州有一个坟墓啦。
In Pennsylvania, there is a grave that many people visit.
嗱，嗰度直到今日都好多人去参观嘅。嗰个墓碑刻住咧，就系话写住林肯嘅代死者嘅字样，即系代替林肯死嘅人。
And interestingly, there's an inscription on the tombstone that says for the dead of Lincoln.
嗱，呢个系林肯总统佢自己立嘅。
And it was erected by President Lincoln.
原来当时诶美国嘅南北战争嘅时候咧，啲兵咧为咗解放黑奴而作战，其实好多士兵系牺牲咗。
The background was that during the Civil War, many soldiers sacrificed their lives in a fight to liberate slaves.
嗱，林肯總統要全國嘅人民記住，呢啲死咗嘅人，佢係為著當時活着嘅人嚟戰爭。
Lincoln erected this tombstone in order to help the nation to always remember that those who died did so for the living。
佢哋付上咗佢生命嘅代價。咁林肯話，佢自己亦都係呢啲嘅人當中嘅其中一個，所以佢就立咗呢個墓碑嚟。住自己嘅名喺上边。
And President Lincoln considered himself as one of them, that benefited from the sacrifice of all the soldiers who laid down their lives. So he inscribed his name on the tombstone.
嗱，圣经话俾我哋听咧，啊，主耶稣为咗我哋死，佢系被人弃绝钉死。
The Bible tells us that. Jesus Christ died for us, and for our salvation's sake, he was rejected, he was crucified.
佢系神所拣选嘅救主，佢系为咗我哋牺牲生命。
He's the savior appointed by God, and it was for our sake that he sacrificed his life.
因为佢嘅死，我哋能够得到生命，我哋喺呢个救恩中，我哋要欢喜快乐。
because of his death, we have life, we have salvation, and we should rejoice in this salvation.
喺25、26节讲到，佢话耶和华啊，求你拯救，耶和华啊，求你使我们亨通，奉耶和华名来的是应当称颂的。
In verses 25 to 26, save us, we pray, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. We bless you from the house of Yahweh.
呢两节嘅经文都系被四福音引用过，例如咧。
So these two verses are both quoted in the four Gospels.
啊，喺马福音嘅11章9节啦，
For example, in Mark chapter 11, verse 9,
啊呢度讲到佢话前行后随的人都喊着说：俄山啊，俄山啊，原有求救嘅意思，在此乃是称颂嘅话，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Mark 11, verse 9. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh.
喺用福音12章13节咧，咁样讲到佢话，就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他，喊着主和撒那，奉耶和名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 13, so they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh, even the King of Israel.
嗱，呢度所讲嘅就系喺诗篇呢两节啦。
So you can see that both are quoting from Psalm.
嗱，其实喺第一个嘅中之主日呢个 Palm Sunday 咧，即系主耶稣复活嘅前嘅主日啦，前一个主日，亦都称为棕树主日或者系基督苦难主日啦。
So on the first Palm Sunday, which is the Sunday before Jesus' resurrection, also known as Passion Sunday.
是因为主耶稣基督在这个礼拜之后就会被出卖、审判，最后被钉上十字架，所以今天应该就是 Palm Sunday， 是吧？
So today actually happens to be Palm Sunday because in the following week it commemorates Jesus's trials, his being crucified on a cross.
亦都是主耶稣骑住驴荣耀嘅进入耶路撒冷嗰日啦，百姓就迎接耶稣进入耶路撒冷嘅时候，佢所唱嘅诗歌嚟。
But it also was a time when people celebrated Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem the Sunday before his resurrection. So people were welcoming him with praises using the words from Psalm
118.
So quoting the words from Psalm 118, 25 to 26, people were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh.
这个就是希伯来文，就在25节中的求你拯救，拯救 ,please save us, 求你拯救我们。
So Hosanna is a Hebrew word, and as we read earlier in Psalm 118, it means pray, save us.
当耶稣的时代的百姓是迎接耶稣，那时当他将他当作弥赛亚。
So we could see that yeah, the people of God at that time, the Israelites, they were, yeah, the people at the time were welcoming Jesus as the Messiah using this psalm.
廿六节嗰度啊，奉耶和华名来的是应当称颂嘅呢一句话咧，佢嘅原文亦都系阳性嘅单数嚟吓，系指一个人，系边个咧？就系特别指尼赛亚。
So the phrase "Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh" in verse 26 we read is in singular form in the original. So it was referring specifically to one person, and who that person was? It's namely the Messiah.
而唔系广义嘅，即系嗰啲朝圣者啦。
So it wasn't just referring to the general sense, like all the pilgrims going.
嗱，呢个系预言以色列将来喺末后嘅日子，佢哋也要悔改信主。
So it was actually pointing to the prophecy that in the last days, like the Israelites will repent and believe in the Lord.
嗰个时候，佢哋就向主基督求救，求救。等于呼唤和撒那。
And at that time, they will cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah for help, and also shouting Hosanna.
又承认主基督就系奉耶和华名来的。
And they will acknowledge that the Christ comes in the name of Yahweh.
愿你哋都能够从呢个诗篇中得到极大嘅安慰同埋扶持。
I sincerely hope that all of you may find great comforts and support from this psalm.
因为神佢会帮助你度过人生嘅患难啊、疾病啊、痛苦啊等等呢啲难关。
Because God will help you through and help you navigate through life, in the midst of trials, illnesses, and suffering.
而使到你生系有能力，有喺行路嘅时候有光亮。
Making your life full of power and making your path bright.
喺工作嘅时候能够得到歇息，喺试炼嘅时候能得到恩典嘅帮助，喺危难嘅时候我哋可以有依赖。
Helping you find rest in your work, in your labor, and in your trials, you receive help, and also in the midst of dangers, you can depend on God.
所以我自己系回顾嘅时候，都系一生咁到今日为止，好多嘅感恩喺心里边啊，亦都好认同啊诗篇入边所讲嘅信息同埋提醒。
So as I look back on my life, there's so much I could resonate with this psalm and so much to give thanks to God for.
愿你大家都系能够系同样嘅得到呢啲嘅鼓励。
So I hope that you will also be encouraged through this.
好，我哋结束今日信息，我哋做个祷告。
So let us close the time in prayer.
因为天父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Yahweh God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
喺人生当中，我哋会遇到唔同嘅挑战或者困难。
We will encounter various challenges and difficulties in life.
啊，正如诗篇都有讲到嘅，我哋系可以投靠你嘅，胜于投靠人啊，甚至王子。
But as this psalm reminded us, it is better to rely on Yahweh than to rely on men or princes.
求你又帮助我哋，能够可以继续嘅依靠你嘅恩典，去走前面嘅道路。
Please help us to continue to walk this path of life by your grace.
亦都喺呢个世界局势咁动荡嘅时候，你去赐下平安俾嗰啲认识你嘅人。
And in this turbulent world, we pray that you grant peace to your people.
求你就垂听佢祷告，接纳我哋嘅感恩祈求。
Please hear our prayers and accept our thanks and petition.
Amen.
Amen.